Back now with Day to Day, Walmart has won a round in the battle over how it treats its workers. A federal appeals court ruled that the state of Maryland cannot force Walmart to spend more money on health benefits. Joining us now to talk about the case is Marketplace's Amy Scott. And Amy, I understand this was actually a Maryland law that was at the center of this dispute.
That's right. The law would have required any business with more than 10,000 employees to spend at least 8% of its payroll on health care or pay the difference to the state in the form of taxes. Now, who besides the government employs more than 10,000 workers in Maryland? Only Walmart. So from the perspective of legislators, Walmart's limited health care benefits were creating a drain on the state-funded health plan, Medicaid. But last July, a U.S. district court ruled that the Maryland law violated a decades-old federal labor law, which is known as ERISA. And it says basically that states have no jurisdiction over employee benefits plans. And yesterday, the Fourth Circuit Appeals Court agreed.
And Maryland isn't the only state that has tried to get Walmart to pay more. What does this mean for these other states?
Well, opponents naturally hope this will kill any similar efforts, but those efforts haven't actually been all that successful. The mayor of Chicago threw out that city's so-called big box ordinance. Laws similar to Maryland's have failed in California and in New York, and some believe targeting individual businesses is the wrong approach. Paul Ginsberg heads the Center for Studying Health System Change, a nonpartisan think tank. He says the problem is much bigger than Walmart.
You know, at least Walmart is offering its employees health insurance, but there are lots of employers, mostly smaller employers in Maryland and other states, that aren't offering their employees insurance at all.
Now, Ginsberg says if you want to encourage businesses to offer health insurance, a better approach might be something like what Massachusetts is doing, which is charging employers that don't offer health benefits a fee.
So how, Amy, is that different from what Maryland tried to do?
Well, it's subtle. And apparently states are crafting these laws very carefully to avoid an ERISA challenge. The main difference is that Maryland tried to influence the content of an employee benefit plan by saying the company had to pay at least so much, whereas Massachusetts is saying, you know, offer what you want, but if you don't offer any insurance, you have to pay a fee. The governor of Pennsylvania actually announced a similar plan yesterday. Vermont has a version of this, so it does seem to be catching on. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll find out why an ancient set of stone tablets from Iran are at the center of a lawsuit.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. That show is produced by American Public Media.